Instagram reinstates Robert F. Kennedy Jr., claims ban on campaign account was a mistake. By Kurt Zindulka on June 5, 2023. Facebook owned Instagram announced that it has lifted its suspension against the personal account of Democrat presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after previously being suspended over supposed misinformation about the coronavirus and vaccines. Master of the Universe big tech behemoth Meta announced on Sunday that the personal Instagram account for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been reinstated after being blocked from the social media platform in 2021 for repeatedly sharing debunked claims about the coronavirus or vaccines, according to Meta. The announcement of lifting the suspension comes just days after Kennedy reported that Instagram had blocked his team from setting up a presidential campaign account on the platform, which seemingly contradicts the company policy of allowing users to engage with politicians. As he is now an active candidate for President of the United States, we have restored access to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Instagram account, Meta spokesman Andy Stone said in a statement provided to the Washington Post. The Meta spokesman went on to claim that blocking Kennedy's campaign from setting up its own account had been an error, saying, "We quickly fixed the issue that prevented the campaign Instagram account from being created." Although the Democrat presidential candidate's personal account was restored, Stone said that both Facebook and Meta would keep the ban on his organization, Children's Health Defense, in place. The nephew of the late President John F. Kennedy has frequently drawn the ire of the legacy media establishment for questioning narratives surrounding vaccines during the Chinese coronavirus crisis. As opposed to many other leading figures in the Democrat Party, RFK Jr. has also been heavily critical of the increasingly censorious climate in the United States. Speaking exclusively with Breitbart News last month, Kennedy lamented that we're now in a situation where without free speech, democracy just withers and dies. "Free speech is the fertilizer, it's the sunlight, it's the water for democracy," he said. "There is no time in history where the people who were censoring speech were the good guys." Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindulka or email to Zindulka@Breitbart.com.